Nicely with Martin Bester.
You know, some days your sinuses are better than other days, and you hear people relating it to the air quality. I don't know if you've heard that, especially in Gauteng. I'm guessing Mpumalanga as well. What does that mean? Why has it changed from one day to the next? How bad is it at the moment? Let's find out. Joining us on the line is Dr. Gerard Verduin. He is a toxicologist from the Griffin Poison Information Center. Dr. Gerard, good morning. Goeiemôre.
Good morning, folks.
I believe that you're also, you're just coming out of COVID, day 17 or something. Is that right? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I knocked it out 10-0, so
fantastic.
Nothing trying me again.
you beat it. I was saying just now, Doctor, that the problem is, the unfortunate thing for us, especially people who have bad sinuses to start with, is that it's listed as a major symptom for things like COVID. And you think to yourself, you wake up every other day thinking, oh gosh, you know, here we go. But then it could just be sinus. And then you hear people relating it to the air quality. What is the correlation there?
Well, we're sitting in the middle of winter, going into spring now, and Gauteng is notorious for exceptionally poor air quality in winter. If you fly in from anywhere in the country into Gauteng in the early morning, you feel as if the plane is going into a total different area because there's that black and brown smudge that sits over the entire Gauteng area. And that is because of all the air pollution coming off coal-fired power stations, normal wood fires, normal coal fires that people make in their homes to keep warm, plus all the cars and all the trucks and all the pollution. And that's a combination of different nitrous oxide and different sulfur oxide and particle matter and all that sort of stuff. And that doesn't bode well for anybody's sinus or respiratory tract. So the moment you breathe that stuff in, expect to have some irritation and even some mild nose bleeding and things like that to happen to you. So it is likely that in some cases it might be COVID-related. And I even believe it might enhance the possibility of getting or contracting COVID virus, because if your mucous membranes start drying out and they're getting dry, then they're more susceptible to take up any virus or bacteria that's up in the air. But it is basically the air pollution which causes this massive discomfort for people. And just explaining this morning earlier to your colleague that because of the low wind conditions, there's something we call a temperature inversion. In other words, there's hot air lying over the cool air, and the cool air just stays stagnant. So at night, all the particles and all those gases precipitate down towards the earth. Mm. And you sit with this toxic layer just above the level where people start breathing. And that causes that massive sinus discomfort that people are experiencing right now.
So we should just be praying for wind. Is that the solution?
You need a good, strong wind to blow it completely off course and blow it away from you. But the normal COVID measures, like having a good clinical mask, is a good measure to use. But I also tell people, just like we did now with that fire situation in Durban, if you wear a double mask and you keep the outer mask a little bit moist with normal clean water, that absorbs a lot of the particle matter and a lot of the gases. And just keep on changing the outer mask and keep your inner mask dry and clean, and you'll be amazed how well it helps with normal people to keep the gunk out of the nose and the respiratory tract. So that does help, but you can do that bit of precaution for yourself, especially in the mornings, because the mornings are the worst. And daytime, as temperature heats up, the gases move up into the atmosphere as the temperature inversion listed. But in the morning, from early morning before sunrise until about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, it's good to have a double mask, which is slightly moist on the outside.
You were saying just now that it could worsen the possibility when it comes to COVID. It could give you a better chance of contracting, because the more dry your nasal, the more irritation there is, the worse for you. So what can you do to prevent that? I mean, I've started using a little spray. It's just a saline spray, really, just to kind of keep my sinuses lubricated.
Saline spray is good. Saline is just one of those wonderful natural remedies that keeps bacteria and viruses down. But if you go to the normal pharmacy, they've got a couple of, it's more like an oily spray that you spray into your nose. It moistens the mucous membranes. It keeps them nice and moist. And it gives you unbelievable relief of all those symptoms and stuff. I know they cost a few bucks, But that's what people should invest. And the pharmacist over the counter can give it to you. And you keep your nose moist with that. So what you do is at night before you go to bed, you give yourself a good shot into each nostril, breathe it into your sinuses, moisten the sinuses. In the morning when you get up after having a shower or a bath, you do the same. And that keeping the sinuses moist is the best thing to do, because your sinus is your body's first mechanism of defense for getting contraction of any virus or bacterium or particulate matter. And that's where you can protect yourself together with your noble, your normal COVID mask that you wear.
Sure. These are very, very interesting and very good tips. Thank you so, so much for that. Look after your sinuses. Keep it moist.
Thank you.
There are so many sprays on the market for that simple stuff. And then the mask thing with the outer layer of the mask that you keep, you know, moist, also trapping all those particles and things. Just before I let you go, so is in terms of the air quality, how bad has it been? Has it been worse than other years? Is it today? Is it particularly bad?
It depends on the particular day's climate. If there's total no air movement, and I'm not there, I'm in the windy city down in P, so I'm blessed. But if there's total no air movement, it can be the worst. They must also understand it's apparently the coldest winter that they've had in Gauteng in Zonkis here. So it is expected to be a massive temperature inversion, locking in all those pollutants in the air and not moving off the site. So depending on the daytime, if it starts getting nice and warm and hot, it will dissipate most of the stuff. But if it keeps on with this cool climate, it will certainly not alleviate the symptoms very quickly.
Just quickly, and I don't want to depress people in Gauteng, but I mean, how bad is Gauteng in terms of air quality compared to the rest of the world?
Well, we're not the worst in the world. If you look at places like Beijing and those places in China and parts of Europe, I think we might be at the lower end of the sort of toxic air spectrum, but it doesn't matter that we sit back and relax. Our government needs to take some serious action about the pollution and provide our people by regulating measures with better air quality, because the worry is not really the adults. We cope with the stuff, but if you compromise a child's health now with poor air quality, that child will suffer the rest of her or his life because of these symptoms.
Heck of an interesting. Look after yourself, Doctor. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Keep well.
Thanks, all of you. Too.
Keep well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Dr. Gerard Verduin there. He is a toxicologist. How interesting was that? All this stuff that relates to your sinuses and COVID and other viruses and stuff like that, and the mask and all that. If you want to hear that again, and I suggest you share that kind of stuff around. I mean, those are helpful, very useful tips, right? We'll put that up on our blog, Audio On Demand, on jacarandafm.com. As jy wil gaan luister en gaan deel, ek dink dit is definitief baie, baie waardevol. Hey!
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Hit your morning, family.